أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا جناح عليكم فيما عرضتم به من خطبة النساء أو أكننتم في أنفسكم، علم الله أنكم ستذكرونهن ولكن لا تعاهدوهن سرا إلا أن تقولوا قولا معروفا. In the previous ayah, we read about the iddat of a woman when the husband passes away. Before that was quite in detail about if the wife is divorced and the husband is still living, he divorced her. And previously we read about the rules, if the husband passes away, then there is a difference of the iddat. In the case of a divorce, it is 3 menstrual periods, and in case of a person passing away, it's 4 months and 10 days. Now, some matters are referred to here, after if a person has passed away and his wife is still in iddat. With regard to that, there may be, especially if it was a beautiful woman, a noble woman, then there would be many people who would want to marry her. So here the ruling is that do not propose while in the iddat period. And the wife also, though she's passing her iddat, she should not entertain a proposal during the iddat period. However, Allah, who is our creator and knows us, and he knows that there may be a very strong urge in somebody that he wants to marry that woman. And also he is afraid that somebody else might propose before him and they get married to her. So Allah Ta'ala has permitted that you make some sign, some discreet sign, but not an open proposal. So it will be as though you are just waiting for the husband of that woman to have passed away, and that is a very bad desire that a man waits for the passing away of a Muslim brother. And for the woman to entertain such an idea is also very bad. It gives an indication as though she was just waiting for her husband to pass away, and now she's already talking about another marriage. The sacredness of the marriage and the rights of the marriage is that the 4 months to 10 day period must be done properly to show the loyalty to the husband also. And that in that period she will be also, in his iddat also, and at the same time busy was distributing his inheritance also properly. All that she should attend to, not being thinking of getting married again. That shows great disloyalty from her side. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا أَرَّبْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ. اور کچھ گناہ نہیں تم پر اس میں کہ اشارہ میں کہو پیغام نکاح ان عورتوں کا. And there is no guna on you if you make a subtle indication with regard to a proposal for those women who are still in iddat if the husband has passed away. But this also, there is an indication that that when Allah doesn't want it to be done openly, Allah is only considering you. And from your side, you should try and avoid that also. Don't propose for that woman who is still in iddat, and neither should she entertain it, even if it is just in sign language. Even if it is done discreetly and just indicating. But though it is permitted, او اکننتم فی انفسکم, یا پوشیدہ رکھو اپنے دل میں, or that you have this in your heart. So what is in your heart is going to be manifested in some way or the other. So try and avoid that. But Allah has permitted it, considering you. And from here also we can see the relationship of Allah with His creation. And our deen is so complete, and it takes into consideration the aspirations and the desires of people also. You have that desire to do a legal thing, to get married to the woman, and you are afraid that somebody else might propose and get married to her, so Allah is considering you. So much there is consideration in our deen. So Allah has prohibited that you give an open proposal, but Allah has permitted that you make some indication. علم الله انكم ستذكرونهن. اللہ کو معلوم ہے کہ تم البتہ ان عورتوں کا ذکر کرو گے. اللہ تعالیٰ knows, Allah knows us more than what we know ourselves. So Allah knows that you will be interested and you will want to send a proposal. And you will talk about it. Perhaps to her family people you talk. Perhaps you just say that she's a very noble woman, a very pious woman. Very lucky is the one who will be getting married to her. All those are indications that you are interested. So Allah knows you will talk about that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تُعَائِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. لیکن ان سے نکاح کا وعدہ نہ کر رکھو چھپ کر, مگر یہی کہ کہہ دو کوئی بات رواج شریعت کے موافق. So Allah Ta'ala says that you, Allah knows, but don't make a promise of nikah. Don't start talking about nikah, and even you are just now agreeing to make nikah. Don't promise that as soon as your iddat is over, then we will get married. I will marry you, and she also accepts, and she says, yes, I will marry you. Don't do that in any way secretly. إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. But that you say some words which are acceptable. That is just some indication. Some little, not in a direct way, in an indirect way, that is permissible. وَلَا تَعْزِمُوا عُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلًا. اور نہ ارادہ کرو نکاح کا یہاں تک کہ پہنچ جاوے عدت مقررہ اپنی انتہا کو. And do not determine to get married. That is, though you are not making the nikah, but you are not only made a sign, but you have openly proposed. And she has accepted your proposal also, and the two of you have agreed to get married, though you have decided after the iddat is over, we will get married. Don't make this promise also, because Allah knows our nature also. We know very commonly how many times when a boy proposes to a girl and they accept the proposal, there is in ordinary matters, just to let us understand the normal way. And once the proposal is accepted, the girls' people say, after 6 months we'll have the nikah. The boys' people at the beginning accept, but then in a few days, a week's time, they bring the date forward. And before not long, they want to get married also. So Allah knows that the nature of man, once you have decided to get married, then you don't want to delay. Now you want it quickly. So if in the iddat period of the woman, the two have decided to get married, and you have determined as soon as nikah is, iddat is over, we will get married. Then Allah knows you're going to rush it. And Allah knows us more better than ourselves. Allah knows you'll make the nikah within the iddat period, which is not correct at all, and that nikah is not valid also. But your nature is such that you are going to do it. So Allah says, don't determine and don't tell her. First only make some indication, and better also, no indication also be made, wait till the iddat period is over. Otherwise, the indication is that you are just waiting for your brother to die, your Muslim brother, and she was just waiting for her husband to die, and you want to get married. And in many cases, that causes unnecessary gossip in the community also. If it is done so quickly, then everyone, the thoughts come to them, perhaps there was something between them before already. So wait properly till the iddat period is over, and then you can now start with your proposal, etc. But a slight indication, Allah considering our desires, Allah has permitted that. But then also, don't determine we're going to get married. Because it's very close that you will make the nikah within the iddat period also. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَعَلْتَرُوا. اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ کو خوب معلوم ہے جو کچھ تمہارے دل میں ہے, سو اس سے ڈرتے رہو. And again we see that the aspect of taqwa, the aspect of Allah consciousness is always highlighted. Allah says, and know very well that Allah knows everything what is in your heart. What you might not know, why you are doing this, why you are saying this, why you are going to a certain house, Why you may make many other excuses, but Allah knows what is in your heart. Why you going to that house? You are saying you have to look after the bewa, after the widower, the woman. You have to help her because now, but Allah knows in your heart there is something else. Allah knows you properly, so fear Allah. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Don't go against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ بخشنے والا اور تحمل کرنے والا ہے. And also know that Allah is oft forgiving. If you have made these mistakes, ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. And Allah is Haleem also. Normally we read, and it's on our tongues also, that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is most forgiving, oft forgiving, and then after forgiving, Allah shows His Rahmat also. Yeah, Allah said that know that Allah is Ghafoorun Haleem, that Allah is oft forgiving, most forgiving, and He is the one who tolerates. Al-Haleem, الَّذِي لَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِالْعُقُوبَ, who doesn't rush in giving punishment. And here is an indication also that when you make tawbah, then whatever wrong you have done, Allah will forgive you that, and not only forgive you, but as it comes, Allah will change your all previous wrongs into rights. Allah will make them into righteous deeds. All this is encouragement of tawbah. Not that we keep on making guna, that Allah is Ghafoorun Rahim, that Allah is Ghafoorun Haleem. It isn't that we carry on making tawbah, guna, it is encouragement that we must make tawbah. For Allah is so merciful. So this is another beautiful aspect of our deen also, and how Allah has taken into consideration our aspirations also, and how loving Allah is. More than all the fathers in the world and all the mothers in the world, how much they consider their children and how much they allow them also, though they know they are not doing the best thing, but yet they tolerate them. Much more than that, Allah tolerates us. So this masala is that during the iddat period of a woman, the husband of whom has passed away, don't send an open proposal. The most you are permitted, which is also not the best thing, that you make some indication. And the woman also must not at all entertain an open proposal. Some indication, that is also better, she doesn't show interest in it, and will only talk after the iddat period. Before that, nothing. But however, an indication is permitted, but be careful, don't let the talks carry on further, and you determine to make nikah, though you are not making the nikah in the iddat period, don't determine to make the nikah, that as soon as iddat is over, we will make nikah. Don't do that also. And Allah Ta'ala knows you, so consider, and as Allah has considered you, you must more consider the laws of Allah and obey the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand our deen and practice upon our deen. That is only goodness for us. Wherever we break the laws, Allah Ta'ala says, we have done wrong to yourself. If the whole world disobeys Allah, it does not harm Allah in the least. But who you are harming is no one else but yourself. When a person commits guna, he's doing great harm to himself. And when he does good, the whole world can become obedient to Allah. It doesn't benefit Allah in the least, but it doesn't increase Allah's status in the least, but you are just doing it for your own good. So our goodness and badness doesn't harm Allah. It has to do with ourselves. If we obey Allah, we are doing good to ourselves. If we disobey Him, we are harming ourselves. And the sad part is, insan does not even understand his own benefit and harm. He breaks the laws of Allah and is harming himself. He doesn't obey Allah and is harming himself. And he thinks the opposite. When I break the laws of Allah, I'm enjoying. I'm getting goodness. And when I obey Allah Ta'ala, then it's a boring life. Then there's no fun in life. Completely opposite our nafs and shaitan misleads us, but we have just become slaves of nafs and shaitan. May Allah guide us to righteousness.